Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. That was a lot of enthusiasm today, so we're ready. We're pumped.
All right,
I'm pumped. So we actually are making an immediate response to a listener email. Now, the reason we're doing that is because it's summer, and people are thinking about going on vacation. Summer's about halfway through. But maybe you're taking the kids to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland's exciting, fun. Or Disney World if you're an East Coaster like us.
Right.
Maybe you're taking just your kids to like Six Flags, you know, something like that. They're all over. Six Flags Chicago or whatever the fuck it was. Wherever, I don't know. Somewhere in Great Lakes there was something. I don't know. I know we had the like season pass.
Yeah,
that's a fun one.
All our European friends, you can stay away from Euro Disney.
Disney's a no go.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't let them fool you. Like, oh, enjoy like a little taste of America.
No go. Not the happiest.
Not
place
the
on
happy
Earth.
Land. Right. So anyway, basically, here's the deal. Today's podcast is you want to do summer vacation. You want to do any vacation. You want to go off on a business trip. You want to go visit your friends and relatives. You do that kind of thing. You definitely become exposed. You're vulnerable when you're away from your homestead, you know? So how do we prepare for that? That's what kind of we want to talk about. How do you plan the trip? How do you get your family home if things go bad? How do you protect your family while you're away? And how do you keep your house safe while you're gone? These are things that people who prepare will think about. I just did like a little air quotes. You guys probably couldn't see it. That's because we don't have like a, you know, a cam set up, a badass cam. One of the things I wanted to bring up, too, I think we're going to maybe change the name of the podcast to the Prepping Badass Podcast.
Yeah, we've been kicking it around a little
bit. Kicking it around. I'm not sure of the logistics. I'm afraid if I switch the name, all our subscribers will go away, and it'll be back to me and Kevin by ourselves. So if all of a sudden the podcast disappears, search Prepping Badass. I'm not sure we're there yet. We're working out the logistics. If any of you know if that's even a possibility, shoot us an email. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. So you're going away on a vacation, because I actually just recently took a vacation.
That's right.
And I drove, which people don't drive anymore. They like to go on the airplanes. But I did the family road trip. Now, mind you, I wasn't like in the vacation movies where they put Rusty and the kids in the car, Rusty and Audrey,
right,
and they head out. That wasn't
National
how it was.
Lampoon.
I was like, fuck the kids. They're staying here. Mom and dad were out.
Right.
Now, in the past, it's been New Orleans or something fun. Now, I say that like I'm the cool jet setter or whatever. Yeah. I went to New Orleans once for something fun.
And I feel like I remember a story about a homeless people spitting on you, but I'm not sure.
My wife may have got spit in the face by a homeless person, and she didn't like that I just kind of wiped it with my shirt. You know, that didn't really help. But moving along, you know, you might go see friends, family, that kind of thing. So when you do, you... you need to prepare your house. So, Kevin, you have some kind of insight on the way to maybe batten down the hatches?
Yeah, well, the first thing, what I do when I go on vacation is I always get somebody to stay at the house the whole time.
Now, even if that's like a strange kid.
Yeah, no. I mean, normally it's somebody I know
and
trust.
It's somebody solid.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But if you can't find somebody.
Homeless person. I mean, they need somewhere to stay, right? But, I mean... You it's nice to have somebody there at night, somebody that's, you know, picking up the mail and you know, the newspapers that are in the driveway and shoveling the snow when it gets snowed in. So it's not obvious that there's nobody around, you know.
Now, if you have no friends, you can be the nerdy guy who goes into the post office and is like, can you put my mail on hold for 1 week?
Well, yeah, hold we're going to get into
so it doesn't look awkward.
Yeah, okay. Definitely that would be next on the list.
Tell the paper boy, hey, just throw the newspaper in the neighbor's trash. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. It's all good, you know, whatever.
Also, hold your newspapers. Most of us don't get newspapers anymore. That's a dying
thing.
Don't
get the Wall Street Journal.
But yeah, a stack of newspapers in your driveway is a dead giveaway. Now, a lot of us, I don't like security systems.
Okay.
I don't have a security system.
I do.
You do?
I do.
All right. Well, that's not a bad idea when you're out of town.
So I thought, oh, you know, I hear that Simply Safe commercial on all the Patriot things and whatever. Everybody's like, oh, Simply Safe, it's so great. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Now, one, it came with a camera. It was about $300.
Mm-hmm.
Came with a camera. They said for free, but it was $300. So I don't really feel like it was for
really
free. It didn't feel like free. But... and enough door sensors that, you know, I put the front door, the downstairs door, the side door, and a couple of windows. I threw, you know, these little sensors. Two of the sensors broke in the first 2 weeks.
Really?
Now, on the console thing, it said, give us a call. We'll replace it. I was like, fuck it. Threw them out. And then after like 3 months of not using the alarm, I got around to just ordering two more and setting it back up. So now I'm back into the I have an alarm system guy.
Nice.
Now, I didn't pay for the video recording.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should do that. But it is fun because it actually like sends an alert to my phone like, hey, somebody's walking in your living room right now.
Yeah.
And then you can pull up the camera and be like, oh, that's my...
Right. And
wife,
the truth is,
whatever.
Most of the time when your house gets broken into,
they're not on the camera.
You're going to recognize who that person is if you see him.
What?
Yeah. I know this dickhead. He's the janitor for my office. I know this guy. He's, you know, whoever it is, it's somebody that you know. You can spot him. And then when the cops come, you can tell them where to go.
So that's like $300 a month when, you know, you can do the monitoring. I think it's like $9 or something a month or whatever, maybe 15. With that, if you don't do the monitoring and you catch them on camera, then you can just go kill them. Because if you do the monitoring, the police already know you're on to that guy.
Right.
And then when you kill him, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But if you just bury him in the back, because you're like, yeah, motherfucker, I know you touched my shit. I saw you going through my wife's underwear drawer. Then, you know, then you're like, yep. And you just handle your shit. That's what you need to do, is handle your own fucking business.
Right. You just got somebody killed.
All right. But I'm just saying, that was one thing, the security system. But there's other things you can do to prepare your house.
Right. Motion-activated floodlights. You know, that's not necessarily an alarm system, but if you're somebody's walking up your driveway with the intent on robbing your house and the lights come on, a lot of the time they'll just take off. Better safe than sorry, you know?
You also can do the timers for your inside your house with the lights that turn
right,
on
that's,
and off.
That's generally a good idea. It gives people the impression that somebody's there.
You know, well,
you can just time your living room light, your bedroom light, whatever you want to do.
And I have seen, like, you know, the HOV lanes?
Yeah.
So, you know how people have the blow-up doll they put next to them for the HOV car ride?
Who hasn't done that?
What if you took, like, the sex doll that you've been hiding in the closet, and it has, you had, like, a big cigar, it's already got the open mouth.
Right, perfect.
Throw the big cigar in there, put it on the chair, it looks just like me.
That's what Kevin McAllister did in Home Alone. He had the cutout of Michael Jordan on the on the railroad, on the toy train going back and forth.
Back and forth. Mm-hmm. They're going to see me there with the cigar. Yep. You know, sure, that looks like a chick. I'm not sure if that's Chuck, but either way, you got to keep them guessing, you know?
Yeah. All right. Another thing is keep up with home maintenance. If your driveway's unshoveled and your lawn's all long and overgrown, you know, it's going to look like nobody's been around.
So you're saying cut the lawn before you head
right
out of town.
Right before you go.
All right.
Right. Have the neighborhood kid, you know, agree to shovel the driveway if it snows while you're
going.
Fair
enough.
That sort of thing. Make sure a neighbor or a family member or a friend has a spare key and they can get into your house. Just in case something's off. Here's a big one. Don't announce your trip on social media. Don't post on Facebook to all your friends that you're going to be out of town for a week. Not all your friends on social media are actually
where
your friends.
Or everybody advertising that you're going on the church mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Put your valuables in your gun safe or any safe. You know, everybody knows that if you're going to rob a house, the place to go first is the bedroom. Go through the top drawers of the dresser and work your way down. Any jewelry that's worthwhile, you might want to lock that up.
Now, you know, actually what I've been thinking about, I just kind of discovered the other day. I think it was one of the audiobooks I've been listening to. Thing to use, and a lot of you more manly men out there, or pretty tough women, whatever you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those big job boxes.
Yeah.
And you can put all your guns and stuff in there. They actually have them so that the padlock or whatever can be
sinks
inside.
Right in. Yep.
So you can't even really cut it. I mean, they can maybe pick it.
Mm-hmm.
They can pick a lock, but most people have other ways around it that they don't bother the lock picking skills.
Right.
So that may be a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird when I got excited about it after listening to this audiobook that one of our emails told me to listen to,
mm-hmm.
that I'm listening to. So I'm on it.
Right.
I don't know which one. I can't. It eludes me.
Yeah, we'll have to
but
go back.
We'll go back and take care of it. All right. Probably not. But, you know, I don't really go back. I'm kind of a move forward kind of guy.
All right.
But anyway, moving right along, I was looking on Craigslist. I'm like, oh, job boxes, you know, and I'm pricing them out. And they're all like $300 used and whatever. We're driving down the highway on my vacation. And the wife is like, oh, I need to pee and I need to pee now. So I'm like, Tractor Supply. They
Perfect.
Always have a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I go there all the time.
Yeah. I've wrecked our Tractor Supply bathroom for everybody else.
I know all about it. I go in and I'm like, well, she's back messing around in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check out the job boxes. So there are $300 used on Craigslist, all shitty and beat up.
Mm-hmm.
$309 on sale for like the rest of the month, like till like September
nice.
Or something.
Nice. And that's just as good as a
and
safe.
And the full side. I'm like, mm-hmm. fuck that. That thing's huge. It's thick metal. They're
right.
not. They're not like easily getting through it with the grinder.
Right.
You know, you can do it with a grinder, but it's going to take you an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever. Who's, you know, and I was like, shit, I'm fucking awesome. I'm going to buy one of these. I'm going to carry around every gun I own in my truck everywhere I fucking go. Motherfucker, get a warrant if you mm-hmm. want to search my truck.
Yep. All right. Fair enough.
Because they can't be like, well,
you.
I saw it when it's locked in a job box.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
But they smell weed in there, so they got to check. They pulled that on me before.
Yes,
I ain't had weed in this car ever. Sir, I smell alcohol. That's Red Bull, motherfucker, shit. Why are cops always smelling shit?
They always, they're sniffers. You know, I saw, you know, we've been a little hard on cats lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey, that's how we roll sometimes. And, you know, I saw somebody put up on Facebook in the group or something. It was like, yeah, you know, people don't like cats. But ain't never, no cat ever pointed out to a cop where your fucking drugs were. And I'm like, well, that's a good valid point.
That's a valid point. Now, if you don't have a safe, you don't have a job box,
all right,
you can hide your stuff. But the truth is, anybody that's a burglar knows where you hide shit. You know, you can come up with 100 places to hide your shit, but that's the 100 places they're going to look to.
You don't know where my guns are.
All right. Don't leave a Heida key out.
Oh,
that's always the worst move.
Yeah.
I went on vacation, got some sort of Airbnb, and they weren't getting back to me about coming and locking the doors. It took me about 3 minutes to find their Heida key. It's, you know, it's not worthwhile. You know, if you're going to hide a fucking key, hide it in your neighbor's house. Mm. Hide it at somebody else's house. Don't, that plastic rock ain't fooling nobody.
The rock? No.
It's not doing it.
Under the floor mat? Or what about the flower pot next to the door? If I put it under there?
Up on the trim of the ledge? Door?
No.
Nope. That ain't going to work either.
Damn it. Dude, you just gave away all my secret fucking spots.
All right. Now, probably the best thing you can do is just lock everything up. Lock your windows, lock your doors.
Shut the shit fucking down.
Yeah, shut it down. Lock up your shed, lock everything up. Padlocks on everything.
Okay, I like padlocks.
Last but not least, make a vacation checklist that you can have so right before you leave, you can go through everything and make sure that you've taken away the Heida key and you've locked all your doors and windows and you've gone through everything. You know, make sure that you're not going to get 5 miles down the road and then be like, oh, man, I forgot. So, just things to keep in mind when you're getting ready to head out.
I like that. That always happens to me when I leave. I always just leave my wallet at home.
Yep.
Because I'm not a wallet guy. Like, all of the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is good. That's always, you know, on my hip, whatever.
Right next to your whip.
There you go.
Right.
You watch that movie too much.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, no, it's like the wallet. Who fucking uses that? What's in there? My Sam's Club card? You know, come on.
Right.
So, that, you know, make sure you have your shit squared away. You lock it all up. If you're super paranoid, you could, shut the water off before you leave.
Yeah, you should know where your water is. And it doesn't hurt to do that.
Maybe shut some breakers off if you're worried, like, oh, you know, the storm, it's going to damage my stuff. Maybe. Whatever. You mm-hmm. use your judgment. It's how much you care. I don't care.
I wouldn't personally turn off all the power to the house.
I saw some recommendations there to do that. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
I would definitely not do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I usually even leave, like, ceiling fans running, things like that. They don't cost a lot to run, and they kind of keep your house from becoming a disaster when you come back, you know?
Right.
Things like that, a little bit of air moving, a little, you mm-hmm. know, keeps it nice.
Now, I personally like to clean my entire house before I leave.
Do you?
It's just a little tip.
So then when you come
entire house and sheets, blankets, everything stripped and new stuff put on. So when I come home, I'm not coming home to, like, being stressed out. Having to clean shit up, because nothing drives me crazier than coming home from a long trip and finding a big disaster when I get home. So that's just me personally.
Nib, what I did when I left is I told the kids, this house better be fucking clean when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, each his own, right?
I did go on a vacation last year and left the kids in charge.
How'd that work out?
Well, I was really disappointed because there was no partying going on. There was no underage drinking. They were like a bunch of nerds. They just sat in their rooms and watched YouTube.
My parents.
Super disappointed.
My parents went on vacation when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I don't know if this person was sent to check on me or if they were really just coming over to pick up some papers or something.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the naked girl answered the door,
didn't go well.
It was awkward.
Awkward.
But somehow it never got back to my parents.
Oh, he never told them.
My dad's friend is like, oh.
He was just probably happy to see a naked girl running around. A
18-year-old or whatever. And I'm like, God.
Yeah, that doesn't happen every day.
You know? Yeah. I'm like, oh.
And you know, if you've got a girl that runs around your house back, naked like, and answering the door.
There's some guy at the door who's asking for you. And I'm like, yeah, let me go see.
Is that what you were wearing when you answered the door?
Oh, nothing? You're my dad's friend from church.
Yep.
Nice.
Nice. Perfect.
That was awkward. You know, whatever. All right. Yeah.
I feel like I remember a story about a bullet hole. In
there
the ceiling,
a bullet
too.
Hole in the ceiling. Yeah, well, you know, guns are dangerous. Can't say that enough.
Sometimes they just go off. We say that guns just don't go off, sometimes they just go off.
You know, the age is a misspent youth. So, all right, we got our house all squared away. We have everything kind of locked down. Now, last thing I wanted to mention is it was Ben who sent us an email about this. Okay. Ben pointed out, you know, what about my prepping supplies? I have a lot of good stuff there. I kind of want it taken care of. And I'm going away for 2 weeks or whatever. And I'm going to be 800 miles away or 1,000 miles away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably 500 if he's driving is probably the maximum, I'd guess, on that. Maybe he's flying. I don't know. But if he's that far away...
We got four kids and a wife. I don't think you can afford to fly those people.
Nobody can fly with kids.
No. Six people? Oof.
Dude, it's brutal, right? Yep. So, anyway, he's out there. And he was like, you know, what do I do with all my supplies? Do I maybe have a friend who's another prepper? Who I'm like, hey, I got all this shit. If you protect my house and guard it, there might be some of it in it for you. Or, you know, something. Do you work out a deal? Do you have any thoughts on that, or?
No, personally, I mean, I try and keep my
preps low profile.
I try and keep it self-sustaining.
You don't tell everyone on the internet that you're a prepper.
It's not like I would do something foolish like that.
That would be just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my idea of preps is that they're good for when I need them.
Okay.
And low maintenance, but that's not always the case for everybody.
All
right. If you have a house sitter. You know, that's easily taken care of.
And right.
I have dogs that I don't take. I take them sometimes.
Right, you're not
vacation,
taking your dogs on vacation.
Right, I don't take them in the car to go, you know, I don't fly them anywhere or anything like that. So, I mean, there's got to be somebody
it's
here
not like,
anyway.
Oh, Skippy, I can't be away from you. No.
No, my wife acts like that, but that ain't the case.
You just shut that shit down,
yeah,
huh?
That's okay. Not happening.
All right.
But I think that's a valid thought, though. Everybody preps different. Everybody has different setup, too. You know, and if you've got a garden going, you need to make sure things are watered or whatever. You know, I would definitely think about a house sitter for that, you know.
Yeah.
If you have if you can make a small, like, list of chores of
I think a house sitter
things,
is maybe
you know?
The way to solve that problem.
Right. Turn on the sprinkler for an hour, do this, do that, and that's it.
That's it. My wife's like, we can't go on vacation. The garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fuck.
I got three sprinklers set up, man. I got hoses all around my house. I have another 50-foot section of hose.
She has me buying now. I have these. They actually sell at Lowe's for like $15. You can set a timer on the sprinkler.
Yeah.
But it's paid off in spades because I don't come out the next day and find that damn thing still running, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's not that I'm worried about the water bill. It's that the wife's like, oh, my God, they're all dying. I don't know. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I've done that before where I turn it off. I'll come back in an hour and turn this back off. And then the next morning I wake up and I'm, what's that sound? Why does it sound like water's running? Yep.
Why was my shower a little low pressure this morning?
Yep. That's your fault, dummy.
dummy.
Yep.
Yep. So just saying, those are options out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So we've secured the house.
We got everything figured out.
We're about to get in the car and go.
Right.
But is there anything
I should've... All the kids have gone pee.
They've all
The wife has gone pee. I've
Twice.
Gone down the road and come back and got my wallet.
That now, always happens.
Now I'm actually on the road moving. All right.
So we're on the road trip. Now, yeah. Is there something we should have put in the car before we left?
Well, first off, let's mention that we're right now we're going to talk about vacationing in your country, not going on foreign country.
You wanted to save that.
That's
for
a completely different podcast.
Episode.
Yeah, okay. That's a whole different story.
Because
so we're not going to talk
take
about
away
passports
guns.
And
if
all
you're
that.
In England, you might not be able to have a spork. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are. You can't carry a pocket
it
knife anymore.
Dangerous.
I don't know. It seems like you could go to jail for just about anything in England right now.
All right.
All right. So do your homework first ahead of time. Can you bring a firearm where you're going? You know, if you live in Florida and you're going to New York, you might end up in prison if you're not smart.
Yes.
Will you have phone service where you're going?
Yes.
What is the safest route getting there and back? You know, you don't want to drive through East St. Louis to get to where you're going.
Oh, dude, this trip, I went right through D.C.
Yeah?
Dude, it was like me and the freaking Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, the Capitol building. But I got to say, I feel like they built up D.C. a lot since I've been there last.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of like housing complexes.
Did you stop in and see everything?
No, I didn't check in on Trump.
Oh, no. Disappointed in you.
No.
It's amazing. The National Mall, Lincoln's Monument, Jefferson's Monument, amazing.
I think I rolled through D.C. around 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this. Yeah. I don't care.
All right, what's the weather going to be like when you get there? That's another thing to think about. If you're going north or you're going south, you might be dealing with weather conditions you're not used to.
I should possibly pack some sunblock.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal to enter the zip code of where you're going and look up the weather for the next 2 weeks. So, just something to think about. These are some ideas to look into before you get going. All right, so you're on your trip. You're in a city you're not familiar with. You're around a bunch of people you don't know. So here's some basic safety tips. Keep your cash and your credit cards in separate places. You know, cash in your pocket, maybe credit cards in your wallet. You know, different locations so that if you do get stuck up or, you know, you do get pickpocketed, you still have some options. When you get to your hotel room, do a safety sweep. Now, my wife is concerned about perverts. You know, she has to live with one already, so she's
right.
always watching out for
she
any
She doesn't
want to
double her chances
right.
of
right.
getting in trouble.
Now, you can actually take your phone camera and look through your, turn it on, look through your screen, and sweep it all around the room. And you'll pick up any hidden cameras in that room. It's going to reflect the UV light or the whatever low visibility light that it has, because it's usually people have sex in the dark. Perverts know that they're gonna have some sort of light show up. If you want to check it out, you can point your remote at your camera on your phone, watch through your phone while you press the button. You'll see that little laser come out. It's gonna pick up all that light. So do a safety sweep, watch out for perverts. Act like a local when you're down there. Dress like other people are dressing. Don't walk around with your camera hanging off your neck. You know, just do some basic stuff to make it look like you belong there. Streamline your wallet before you go. Empty it out. Get all the shit out of there that you don't need. Just have the stuff you need in there. Make things a lot easier. Getting money in and out of your pocket, you know. Break your money up so you're not pulling out a big wad of $600 or whatever it is you brought on vacation all at once when you want to buy a candy bar. Avoid wearing your expensive jewelry. Last time I went on a vacation, my wife wanted me to get her a cubit zirconia wedding ring to wear as a replacement. Now,
for the vacation.
For the vacation.
Okay.
Right. She it was a little bit awkward going into the jewelry store and asking the guy about getting a fake wedding band, but, you know, it is what it is.
He didn't think it was awkward at all, did he?
I felt awkward. I could just say that. Overindulgence leads to inattentiveness. Now, you're on vacation. You're drinking too much. You're in a city you don't know. Bad things can happen. Take it easy. Get shit-faced at home. When you're out, just take it easy. You ate that big steak dinner with the pasta and the potato, and now you're done with dinner and you can barely move. That's how you get rolled in a parking lot. When you're driving, don't allow your gas tank to get below a quarter of a tank. You don't know what kind of situation you're going to find yourself in down the road. And, you know, it's easy if you're making a long drive to just drive until you're on E, pull over, get refilled, and keep going like that. But, you know, you don't know when the next gas station is going to be. Also, AAA, they can come in pretty handy. It's not very expensive to have AAA. And when your car breaks down and you're in a state that you're not familiar with and you're in an area you don't know about, you know, it can be difficult getting that car fixed and without getting ripped off.
Okay.
How about a travel purse?
Oh, leave your main travel purse. I like this.
Leave your main purse at home. Just the things you're going to need, you know. And I know
that... You're talking about women, though, right?
Yeah, I know. My wife gave up on a purse a long time ago. Now she has, like, a big... You know, like those big reusable grocery bags? She uses that every day.
Yep.
She said, "Could you get my phone out of my bag?"
I see them everywhere I go.
I went in there, and it's like a whole damn suitcase I got to go through looking for this damn phone.
Yes. And you're like, "Oh, honey, get the pepper spray."
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to take me 45 minutes to dig it out of here. I don't know what to do here.
Oh, that's not good. Now, there's a lot of things that you could do, but also maybe a get home bag. Did we look at something like that?
Yeah, I think a get home bag. We've done an episode on this before.
All day.
Yeah.
We have a video on YouTube that you guys can check out. I'll see if I can throw it up in the Prepping Badass group.
Yep.
But basically, you know, what happens, you know, that was one of the concerns that Ben had was, hey, what if I'm, you know, me, the wife, the kids, we're all out. And I got to get everybody home. Me and my kids and whatever, we're not walking 500 miles.
Right.
I say you just go find a house, kill everybody, and take over. Just take their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, you don't have your prepping supplies.
Yeah, if I recall, he's going to Florida. And I think if you have a license to carry a gun pretty much anywhere, you can carry one in Florida.
I'll check it out.
I'm fairly certain that's the case there.
So there is a app you can download, and I actually do have this app in my phone called Legal Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've plugged it in the past. And basically, if you click on it, one, it tells you everywhere you can or cannot carry, but it also tells you what states they honor the permit for and that kind of thing. So in Florida, they say that if you have a permit somewhere else, it looks like they don't accept any non-resident permits.
Okay.
Like, which, because I actually have a few that are non-resident. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a Utah non-resident permit, and I have a Virginia non-resident permit. But, so, they said if you are from anywhere but dickhead states, they're going to honor your permit.
Okay.
So, if you're from New York...
Illinois, California?
They're not going to take yours.
Yeah, those are the three main dickhead states.
California, Oklahoma, or Oregon, Washington State, looks like Hawaii, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. It's a no-go.
All right. Everybody else is good.
Everybody else, you're good. If you got a concealed carry, you're welcome in Florida. But if you check out their website, they update it all the time.
Right. And obviously, any place you're going, you can check there.
And you know what it is, too? You're like, oh, Florida's kind of dicks. Why are they not taking my New York permit? But it's kind of like a fuck you, like you won't honor ours.
Right.
So we're not going to honor yours.
Right.
If your state honors other people, Florida's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an asshole, like Governor Cuomo, I don't know. Well, you're afraid
Those are strong words, yeah. you know, he runs the biggest crime syndicate in the whole damn state. I'm just kidding, Mr. Cuomo. That's just a joke.
Please accept our apology. We didn't mean it. The audits will be
shoot
following.
Our dog now. Shit.
The audits are soon to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fine. Whenever I cringe at something we say on an episode, that's going to be like, oh, that was a great episode. You guys knocked it out of the park on that one.
Yeah, well.
I just got to offend a few people, you mm-hmm. know? So what do you do, though? So if you have your family, seriously, and you're far away.
Yeah, well, first, let's talk real quick about not having your car break down.
Oh, that sounds even better.
Yeah.
Maybe I keep the gas topped off a little bit.
Keep the gas topped off.
Maybe I just go to halfway.
How about this? How about
tell me.
A full-size spare tire?
Woo! That is a fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, it
is. Fantasy. You know, you can go to the junkyard. They're not that expensive.
They're really not. It's not a big
deal.
It's
just like
one.
A pain in the ass to go there.
Yeah, and when you change your tires.
I need a new door on my truck,
mm-hmm.
and I know because I already bought the other door.
Oh, yeah?
I know where the truck is. I know where it's coming from. I know what's involved. It's $66, and they unbolted from the truck, hinges and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they...
They'll unbolt it for you?
They'll unbolt it for you and have it ready, because they don't want you just wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
$66, but my door shuts like shit, and I have to, like, lift it up when I shut it.
Yeah, it's
and
time
I just
to
haven't
it.
Fucking gotten there, you know, because I'm like $66.
Well, there and there, you know, there's our problem is that we don't have a junkyard that's close by.
Yes.
You gotta make a trip to go out there.
Yeah,
but
it's work.
So, also, you know, have your basic shit together, your jumper cables.
Yes,
you know, your stuff like that. Look over your belts before you go. Check your oil. Do all the basics that you know you need to do. Top off all your fluids. Make sure everything's looking the way it's supposed to. Check your battery.
Yes.
You know, you can easily have a mechanic do that for about $20 if you don't feel comfortable.
This is New York. Let's not live in a $20. Nobody will do shit in New York for
$20. I've got a $20 mechanic that'll look over everything.
My mechanic will check it all out for about $150.
Well, the problem is that the $20 mechanic is going to find all sorts of shit that's wrong. Well, we got to replace these belts then. You need an oil change. And
I think I've plugged this story before, but my mechanic, I go in and I say, look, man, I'm going on a long trip. I just need everything handled. You know me. I pay my money, whatever. Just do what you got to do. I'm going on a long trip. Just get it ready. He goes, well, I noticed that the fucking, I've told this story, so some of you might be mad at me, but it's been a while.
All right, let me hear it. I don't remember.
Oh, I noticed that on your gas tank, the straps that hold it in place
mm-hmm.
look a little rusty, but they're good. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just sometime in the future, I want to replace those.
Mm-hmm.
You're sure I'm good for the trip? You're good for the trip. I go. I'm driving. I get probably 100 miles from my house. I come out of the fucking like 7-Eleven with my Slurpees and Twinkies and shit. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, if the gas tank isn't hanging like 2 inches off the ground.
Oh.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Because, like, it's one thing. Like, I don't expect you to find everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, I can't see, you know, I didn't notice that. I'm sorry. But if you saw it and looked at it and were like, nah, it's good. Fucking thank God it didn't happen while I'm like mid-highway, you know, cruising. And,
right.
Whoa, there goes the gas tank. I don't think like I'm blowing up or anything.
Right.
But it's
you're probably safe. It's a problem if you don't, yeah. That could be a problem on your long distance trip.
Now, luckily, I'm at like the 7-Eleven and I can see the Walmart from where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I pull in there, I buy some ratchet straps. I went like 2 years with the ratchet straps because I was like, and it was weird because I was paranoid about it because you're like, oh, rust, water, road debris, all that shit, they're going to rot out. I'd check them like every month, and I'm like, yeah, they look good. I'm gonna just ride that. And then when I get it done, the guy's like, oh, I can't believe you had ratchet straps. I'm like, really, motherfucker? Because the ratchet strap would have been great compared to what you fucking left me with. But, you know, hey, to each his own.
Right.
But, all right, so also I wanted to point out those, the jumper batteries that you put in the glove box.
Right.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I really...
Yeah, because I've had this happen. This is sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I've had this happen where I asked somebody for a jump. I had the cables, and they're like, no, not with this car, and just left. Some people are dickheads. So it's better to be able to rely on yourself
I have 2011 for my work van,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in somebody's driveway, and I guess it has like a electronic transmission kind of shifter deal. So if you don't have a battery, it won't shift into neutral. So you can't push the car back if you're boxed in some area. You uh-huh. know, you're in between two cars in the mall parking lot.
Right.
You can't get it out to where you can get the jumper
cables
on.
You have to wait till
it.
The person in front of you yeah, or, comes out.
Or on either side. Right. Right. You're fucked. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that can't be real. But there it was. And if there's some secret way, well, I didn't fucking know it. And it pissed me off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a thing.
Getting a little hostile about
now,
it.
Now, I do think, like, you know, we've pointed out, the get-home bag is huge.
Yeah.
You have to have the supplies. But honestly, Ben, you're 100% right. You're not walking 500 miles with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're having the camping adventure of a fucking lifetime.
That's right.
You know, but
the Appalachian Trail goes all the way up and down the East Coast.
Up and down, baby. Now, I do have to point out, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go on the road trip. I'm going to pop in the Survival and Basic Badass podcast with the family. And now Chuck's saying fuck all the time.
Right.
And then it's awkward with the little kids and you want to listen to it. And you're mm-hmm. like, hey, this will get us motivated for our trip. And then I embarrass your family and you're like, oh, yeah,
right.
those
and
guys
your wife
are
is giving you that side eye the whole
you really
rest of the
listen
trip.
To this shit?
Really?
Really?
Really, Ben? The kids. How are we going to explain this to the kids?
They're in the back crying. It's not going to be good, dude. I'm sorry. All right? Mm-hmm. I feel bad. I try and check the explicit box. Sometimes I don't remember. I don't know. You know, yeah. It's I do what I can do, right?
That's right.
So, all right. So what do you do, though, if you are 500 miles away, you have the kids, you're just screwed? Is that what we're going with?
I would say it's time to break out the credit cards. Credit cards are the devil. But every once in a while, man, they're important to have for emergencies.
Right.
If you can control yourself
but EMP,
and use them only for emergencies.
I think you pointed out EMP.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
You're
so you want the cash.
Dude, you're going to find a new home. You know that RV park? Dude, you should go over there. We had a listener a couple weeks back. I don't know if you caught this, Ben, but was like, hey, go to the school freaking bus lot. And mm-hmm. those buses freaking are all sitting there with the keys in there and they're just waiting for you.
All gassed up.
They're easy
good
to hotwire anyway.
To
don't even worry about the keys. They're easy to hotwire. Mm-hmm. And you know the keys are up in the visor if
right.
they're not in the ignition anyway.
And that bus, you can drive right through that chain link fence.
And siphon some gas out of the other buses. And who's really stopping you? You're like, oh, you know, I'm afraid if I come down the highway trying to get home, there's going to be a roadblock with a couple of cars. You're driving a school bus, man. It's all good.
It's all good.
You just freaking run that bitch right through.
Plenty of room for the kids.
Run and gun.
Everyone
That's
gets
what
their
I
own
say.
Seat.
You get a couple of handguns in there. You know, I don't know. But maybe you just drive that into the woods and you set up a new life. And you'll be the family. Family that lives in the yellow bus.
I don't think that's the best advice.
No?
If your car breaks down when you're on a trip, just become forest people.
Oh, that's wrong. I feel like that might be bad.
No. You definitely want to have your cash.
Yeah.
And be ready to have an emergency on the way home.
Yeah.
And trains, planes, and automobiles.
It's a scary time when you go away. So, mm-hmm. you know, definitely, you know, all you can do is the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the steps that you can. You be as careful as you can. Now, Kevin actually had some insight on when you go to Disneyland.
Yeah, when you go to Disneyland.
What happens at Disneyland?
Watch your kids, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
There's been a rash of parents just neglecting their kids on vacation. Now, we're going to see if we can find this video and post it on the Facebook page, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that.
The web searches are hard for me.
Go on TMZ, look up Disneyland fight.
Okay.
Now, it's an entire family just brawling.
And they're all in the same family?
Yes, I'm fairly certain that everybody is a family member. Brother-in-law, sister, mom is there.
Fisticuffs.
All beating the shit out of each other.
Wow.
Husband beating up the wife, beating up the sister.
Throwing mom on the ground.
Brother-in-law beating up the brother. Mama getting knocked out of her scooter.
You know it's bad when you fall out of your scooter.
And just a bunch of snot-nosed kids running around crying because their parents are all beating the shit out of each other.
Now, when I was a kid, my family said, you know, hey, we're going to Disney World. It's going to be great. We load up the car. We go. And somehow I don't get to go to Disney World.
But you didn't get to go?
They didn't like me. I don't know. I was the odd child out. I was the odd child out. But we stop and see Grandma in Clearwater, Florida. Now, this is actually a great-grandma.
Okay.
All right? And she lives in one of these old people developments, you know, whatever. Now, this is a long time ago. We're talking about 38, 39 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The badass is just a young weenard, you know, walking around. And I'm out with my brother. It's my older brother. And we see this alligator who lives in the pond.
Right.
And we're not used to alligators where we're from.
Yeah. So, not a whole lot of alligators in New York, except for the sewer system.
Sewer system, right. That's a whole other game. We know how to fight those guys because they're easily dealt with. But so he's like, you see that alligator? I bet you couldn't run up and kick it. And I'm like, you know, he's only like 3.5 feet long. Mind you, I'm like 6.
Right,
five.
You're about 3.5 feet long,
I'm about
3.5 feet
tall, you know? So I'm like, all right, you know, I probably, because you look and they got those little legs. Their legs are
right,
like 3 inches
fast.
Long. How fast could they run? Yeah, they're probably fast in the water because they whip that tail around. Mm-hmm. But you're like on land, you know? Whatever. What's he going to do? Mind you, this is the same brother who's like, I bet you can't ride that donkey. And we're not talking about, like, our donkey. We're talking about
donkey.
Some random place, and I'm like, fuck, I can't. Needless to say, I got kicked in the head by a donkey before. But we won't go there.
What happened with the alligator, though?
With the alligator.
Wait a minute. Well, let me ask you. You were on vacation with your parents.
Yes.
Where were your parents at?
That's what I'm fucking saying. That's the problem. Watch your kids. So my brother's like, hey, why don't you run up there and do that? So I'm like, you know, fuck that. I'll do that. I go up, kick the fucking alligator right in the side, right? Because he's watching, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. Kick him as hard as I can. They just start hissing and getting all angry. He starts running after me. I ran like a mile, dude. I'm like going, like, no, no. And it was bad. He's hissing and chasing, and I'm up in the blacktop in the road, and the alligator's flopping and coming. And oh, dude, I was never more terrified. It's like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And my brother's just standing there. You dumb fucking.
Yeah, because you kicked an alligator. What did you think was going to happen?
Who knew they were that fast?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, there's another family. Maybe you guys have seen this one visiting Yellowstone.
Okay.
Mom and dad getting too close to the
Now, let me start this story out with, there's a sign that says, don't go within 75 feet of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
75 feet. Now, was this family 75 feet away?
They look like maybe 20 feet.
All right, 20 feet. Maybe they don't have depth perception.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what they were thinking.
All right.
But when that bison got pissed off and started running, you can see on one side of the frame, mom and dad hauling ass.
Now, do they grab their child and carry him away to safety?
No. No, the kid would stay right there because the kid doesn't know any better. Must
She's
have gone
like,
20
yeah,
feet
the
in the air. That bison hit that kid so hard.
You know, kids are pretty pliable, though.
Right,
when
right.
they're young, they're, you know, they're
The kid
soft.
Did survive minor injuries. It's all right. But watch your kids, man.
That's how you do it?
When you're on vacation, watch your kids.
All right.
So, yeah. So, go on YouTube and look the video up. See what bad parents look like.
We can't throw these up in the group. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Mm-hmm. I get bored. I get distracted. And I'm like, oh, there's something here. Look at this pretty picture. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that gun. It's all shiny. You know, who knows?
I know how it works.
So, that's how it goes sometimes. Also, you're enjoying this podcast. We have a way to support us and show your love and help keep it on the air. You'll note that it's kind of commercial free, but if you just wait about 1 minute, I'm going to drop a commercial on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hey, you know, we'll say kind of commercial free. But like I said, we keep the commercials geared to you, and that's what you need to focus on. So there's a way to support us, which is patreon.com/preppingbadass. What you can do is you can sign up to give us like $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want. We even had a listener give us $50 a month. And dude, Paul. not for like a month, but for like 2 years, maybe three years.
He's been the main support of the podcast, keeping us going.
I gotta say, if it wasn't for Paul, we probably would have given up about halfway through, but we're like, damn, look at Patreon. We're making some money. It's good. We're making like $52. We're like, yeah, you know, and it was Paul. So you hung in there for a long time, brother, and we appreciate it. So thank you. And all you other guys, you know, giving us $10 a month, $5 a month, $1 a month. That's awesome. Yeah. And we appreciate
it. Even $1 a month, we appreciate
it. Now, if you signed up in, like, the last month, I'm kind of slacking on sending out the patches. It's summertime. I'm going on vacation. There's girls in
bikinis.
Kicking
alligators.
I'm kicking alligators. I got to watch the kids. Uh-huh. There's a lot going on. I'm working on it. They're coming. Nobody has actually sent us hate mail, like, where the fuck's my patch?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that one guy sent an email about he's in Australia.
Andy. Yeah.
Hamish. No, it was Andy.
No, it was Andy.
Andy, right. That motherfucker, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm sensitive. You got to realize when you say hurtful things, I'm
he
a delicate
Yeah,
star.
He called us a cunt.
Yeah.
But
and, yeah?
I got to say, I kind of appreciate it.
You appreciate it?
I feel like I don't get called a cunt enough by Australians.
Nice.
And never by a British person.
No. I'm
really disappointed because I thought they used that word more often.
The British.
Yeah.
No idea.
Apparently not.
Oh, actually, it looks like Ben may have sent us an email right now as we speak.
Oh, he just sent us an email saying, don't use my name on there.
I think he did. I think we might be. Awesome. I'll listen to it on the road. Dude, Ben, I forgot to warn you.
So sorry.
There might be some bad language. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can go back 50 minutes. Maybe the kids put in the headphones.
Yep. Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Dude, so, you know, sorry about that. I don't know. There is a little. But, hey, what can you do? That you just sent it. It's like, says 9/11, and we're like 9/19 right now. So, yeah. Sorry, man. Dude, you were a little late. If I'd known you were going to listen on the road, maybe if you'd said something, I could have helped you.
Yeah. Well, you know? What are you going to do?
What's going to make the trip better, though, right?
That's
the road
right.
trip with the badasses?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe your kids
wanna
should toughen up, right? Yeah,
that's right. You got to get them ready for the real world.
I mean, if they're going to make that journey back from Florida.
Right, on foot.
Then, hey.
All right, if you want to send us email, you got a show idea, or you want to call us cunts, love both of those things. Email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. I read all the emails. I reply to all the emails.
A little slow on the reply.
It takes some time sometimes.
I'm a little slow sending out the patches. Kevin's a little slow on the reply into the emails. Mm-hmm. You know, to each his own, right?
Yeah. I have a lot of beer to drink, and I only have so much time in the week to do it.
You're just one man, Kevin.
That's right.
You're just one man. So with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.